Love Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
She was only 15. Margot Renee Grossman, a beautiful, inspiring young woman whose life was cut short by a type of cancer known as Ewing sarcoma. Margot's Miracle Foundation is dedicated to preserving Margot's spirit through hands-on acts of service to the community in her honor. At Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, a research program in Margot's name has been underway for the past 2 years. Help create a miracle and help kids in need. Go online to margotsmiracle.org. That's margotsmiracle.org.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
And good afternoon. You are listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Program and WNN 1470 AM. And we're having today a special two-hour program, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about it. The first hour from 4 to 5, we're going to be having Jay Lane, a very internationally known medium who lives in Canada. And then from 5 to 6, we're going to be having Dr. Amante, who is responsible for dealing with quantum biofeedback, and she will be discussing it. I highly encourage all of our listeners to call in today to ask questions to Jay Lane as well as Dr. Amante. And you're here with Lori Bauman and Holly Stuckas.
Hello.
And Holly, so let's get to current events. Let's tell me what's going on here.
Well, I have a big thumbs up to Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey. How do you say kudos?
Kudos.
Big thumbs up. Seems, basically at the risk of their professional careers, Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey have found the courage to dare to talk about vaccines and autism, despite the vicious attacks by Big Pharma. Apparently, Big Pharma is campaigning to destroy the reputation of a doctor. His name is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He's a highly respected gastroenterologist in the UK, and he's also the executive director of Thoughtful House Centers for Children, located in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to silence Dr. Wakefield. There's startling new evidence linking vaccines to severe neurological damage, The intent is to destroy the reputation of this doctor before he can publish the final results of the new study. And I think it's a good thumbs up for Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey. They have issued powerful statements that reveal what's behind Big Pharma's smear campaign. January 28th, the General Medical Council ruled that Wakefield failed in his duties as a responsible consultant, acted against the interest of his patients, and acted dishonestly and irresponsibly in his controversial research. So I put here, there's a quote here that I have. Basically, his journey began with 12 children with autism. It seems that they regressed into autism, and some of the parents blame the child's regression with the MMR vaccine.
No. I had all my children inoculated with that. Yes.
Well, apparently 12 children were affected by this. So what he did was he decided to investigate. That's how all this happened. So with his investigation, and I quote, he has, the conclusion was that there is a bowel disease in children with autism, which is new and which has not been investigated before, that this may well be related to the developmental regression since they occurred around the same time and that the parental association with the MMR exposure needed to be thoroughly investigated. He said if you give three viruses together, three live viruses, then you potentially increase the risk of an adverse event occurring, particularly when one of those viruses influences the immune system in the way that measles does. He suggests parents should opt for single jabs against measles, mumps, and rubella, separated by gaps of 1 year, end quote. So, so there, Jenny McCarthy, I don't know if anybody knows this, but her son was stricken with autism.
I have a question because I know that a lot of young women who are in bearing children right now, they're very concerned about this. Is there a website that you can tell our listeners to go on?
Well, to further investigate this, I would encourage for them to go on her website, and then through her website, it will take them to numerous other
websites. And
that's websites.
Jenny McCarthy?
It's, no, it's actually GenerationRescue.org.
Okay.
So it's GenerationRescue.org, and they can also see through her website Dr. Wakefield's interview from CBS.
Very good.
He was interviewed on CBS. There's also a little bittersweet. Everybody probably knows by now my love for animals, so this is a little bittersweet for me. But I did want to mention this as well. You know, Dr. Wakefield is a co-author of a study published. There's this prestigious medical journal. It's called Neurotoxicology.
Right.
And apparently what they did is they vaccinated monkeys. So they took a group of monkeys. I know. That's why I said it's bittersweet.
And
for
they
me.
Always get those precious little squirrel monkeys. They're so precious.
Little babies. Tell me about it. So this is hard for me to say, but it's worth saying, I guess, the end point anyway. So they took a group of monkeys, and the vaccinated monkeys, unlike their unvaccinated peers, suffered the loss of many reflexes that are critical for survival. So they apparently, did this study, and they did find numerous things
That's
happening.
So, sad.
So what the conclusion is they're trying to silence this. Study. So that's
right.
why this is going on. So I wanted to put a big thumbs up to Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey.
I'm giving two thumbs up.
For doing this, you know, because with career and image and everything,
right.
they're really going all out. So, again, GenerationRescue.org. So, so what else?
All right, so what else can you pull out of your bag of tricks?
On a lighter note, this is a little, somewhat nutrition. There is a new Harvard study that went down. The Harvard study shows advantages of barefoot running.
Barefoot running?
Yes. So it looks like all of our inventions, you know. Let's see. According,
are gone by the wayside.
Yeah, thank you. According to the results of a new study from Harvard University and published on January 20th, so it was just like, a week or two ago?
Right.
It was an edition of Nature. People who run barefoot hit the ground differently than those who wear shoes, and in doing so, lessen the impact on their bodies. So the 1970s invention of the modern running shoe changed our strides. This was not always for the best, as recent decades have
like,
been seen.
Put us off balance?
A little bit, yeah. The research goes on to say, for most of human evolutionary history, runners were either barefoot or wore minimal footwear, such as sandals and moccasins.
Yeah, if you really want to think about it,
yeah.
that's very true.
So it looks like there's more injuries now. So just
wow.
thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, I'm dying to hear about, let's see. What else do you have going on?
What else do I have? Well, we have a few things going on. Did you hear about what's going on? Unfortunately, we had a bad incident about the plane crash that went down in the IRS building.
Remotely.
Austin,
I was
Texas.
In hospital land.
Yeah, his name is Joe Stack. He was a software engineer, and he crashed a small plane into an IRS building in Austin. He did leave a suicide note, and apparently...
How nice of him.
Yeah. Apparently, the poor guy, it looks like he's been abused. It's all regarding taxes and the IRS, so I think he was just up to his eyeballs. He's had enough. I jotted a few things. I got the suicide note that he had put through InfoWars, and on his suicide note, he says, if you're reading this, you're in no doubt asking yourself, why did this have to happen? He's saying that we are all taught as children that without laws there would be no society, no anarchy. Sadly, starting at early ages, we in this country have been brainwashed to believe that in return for our dedication and service, our government stands for justice for all. We are either further brainwashed to believe that there is freedom in this place and that we should be ready to lay our lives down for the noble principles represented by its founding fathers.
This was his suicide note?
This is in his suicide note, yeah. People can go on InfoWars, and it's a pretty long note. But poor guy. And within the same time, another poor gentleman, his name is Terry Hoskins. I read this headline, a frustrated owner bulldozes home ahead of foreclosure.
There you go. He figured out a way of not leaving his home behind.
I mean, what is going on? We're just, like, the energy is moving so fast right now.
I know.
People are really getting frustrated.
Soon it's going to rain cats and dogs.
Yeah. He's located in Moscow, Ohio, and Terry Hoskins said that the Internal Revenue Service place liens on his carpet store and commercial property. He says, and I quote, "The average homeowner can't afford an attorney or fight as long as we have, and they can't stand a chance." So what he said basically is, "I'll tear it down before you can take it," meaning his house. And he says, well, to probably make banks think twice before they try to take someone's home, and if they're going to take it wrongly, the end result will be them tearing down the house like I did mine. So the law, the energy is really, really getting fast here. People are getting frustrated. It's going up to their eyeballs.
You know, I took Jeffrey home today.
Yes, but please tell me.
Oh, well, he did really well. He had abdominal surgery, and he was in the hospital for 4 days. Just took him home this morning, doing very well,
awesome.
Very happy to be home,
awesome.
Sleeping. And I just want to say that
how his experience was in the hospital?
Well, let's see. Other than him making sure that he was doing okay, I would tell you that nursing, because they're so overwhelmed and overworked in the hospitals, the nursing was not up to par.
Mm.
And I would say the basic caring that you would want to get from a nurse was really not there because they're overworked.
Overworked or turning robotic?
I don't know what
emotionless?
It was.
No bedside manner anymore?
No bedside manner, emotionless, all of the above.
Mm.
But we got through it, and he's doing well.
Awesome.
And I'm just plowing ahead.
Mm.
So let's go with some DuckTales.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wait till you hear this one. This one is a doozy. Okay, I was home the other day, and I had some company over, and my duck friends were there on my back porch, and they were like, oh, look.
How many are there now?
There's a few, but my Drews, I call him Drews. His name is Drewy, but I nickname him Drews, and he's older, my little babies. So anyway, I went out, and I was introducing the ducks to my friends, and I was feeding them. And you're going to laugh. You're really going to laugh on this one. So we're out there, and I'm feeding the ducks. Now, Drew has become very territorial. What is it, territorial to my house? Because now he
he
sleeps there. He comes there for food.
That's so funny.
So it's almost like, you know, like a dog
it's
or a
house.
Cat. Yeah.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Some other ducks were coming along, and he was like, he wanted no parts of that. So he went over to this other boy duck. You can tell by their size. So he went over by this other boy duck, and you saw them talking. They were having a conversation. He wanted no parts of him coming around. Next thing I know, I turn around, and they're both in the water, and they're fighting.
Oh,
and
goodness.
One is on top of one, and the other one goes on top of the other one, and they're literally having a brawl in the water. I look at one of my friends, and then I turn around, and Drew's gone.
Oh, my
Drew
goodness.
Drew was gone, gone. And I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, my God, where's Drew? Where's Drew? I'm standing, so I turned to my friend. Before I even said another word, he took off his shoes, he took off his socks, and he was going in the water to see if Drew was under there. I literally thought
goodness.
This duck had killed Drew.
Like drowned.
Yes. And my friend,
and your
went
friend
in,
went in.
Didn't even think twice. He took his shoes off, his socks, and he went in the canal.
Oh,
so
goodness.
I looked over, and just when he took a few steps in, I saw this duck coming out of the water, maybe about 20 feet down. And I'm like, hold on, hold on. So I ran down to the end of the canal, and here Drew, he like kind of like ruffled up a little bit, came out of the water, and he was okay. But for a split second, I thought I lost Drew.
Oh, my gosh. And your friend was going to go
yes.
and resuscitate him?
Yes.
Oh,
can you imagine?
So funny. And it's cold.
What is it, Dr. Human resuscitation? conversation.
I don't know. That would be really interesting. What, did they blow in their beak or the two holes on the top of their beak?
I'm just so grateful that he's okay. Can you imagine?
What were the female ducks doing?
Oh, everybody was just standing around and coursing, and it was a big show, let me tell you. It was a big show. Well, we're going to get ready to go into...
we're going on break.
Yes, we're going on break. So Jay Lane is
stay
coming.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Goodness is often key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. Education, dedication, and personal growth. That's the foundation for recovery at the 12-Step Fellowship Living Facility. With locations in Margate and Fort Lauderdale, the 12-Step Living Facility is an oasis for anyone focused on growth, self-awareness, and living a sober, healthy, prosperous life. We use the 12-Step Program to help residents in their personal inner journey to become committed, self-motivated, and to live an alcohol and drug-free life. Visit the 12-Step Living Facility today, 1180 Southwest 26th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale and 451 Banks Road in Margate. Call 954-972-9495. That's 954-972-9495. Online at fellowshipliving.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And good afternoon. You are listening to a special 2-hour time frame of Third Eye Live, and we're going to be introducing our guest speaker. Third Eye Live is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program, WNN 1470 AM. We are on the line with Jay Lane. Jay?
Doing,
I'm fine, honey. I just want to let our listeners know about you. Jay Lane is an internationally well-known medium. She's currently living in Canada. She's on our program today. She'll be discussing near-death experiences. I highly urge all of you to call at 1-888-565-1470. So, Jay, how you been?
Oh, any better I'd be twin, Lori. I'm so fantastic. I had such a wonderful energy-filled day, and I had great readings all day long, so I'm just totally primed for this. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. I love listening to your voice, Jay.
My Canadian accent, eh? Yeah, I know. And you know what? A lot of people don't know, but this is actually a kind of, how would you say it, a nice French Canadian.
It's a beautiful accent.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Jeffrey, he's home. He did very well. He had abdominal surgery, and he coasted through it like a champ, and he's home and resting, and oh, goodness, thank goodness.
I'm really glad to hear that, Lori.
Thank
you.
That,
you know, and I was just sending some positive energy your way, and I'm just so excited. So, congrats. I'm really happy. But, yes, I'm so happy to be here, too, by the way.
Thank you. So I want you to tell our audience a little bit about yourself. Start anywhere you want.
Well, basically, you know, my mother always told me I was special. Now, don't take
you are.
Oh, yes. But, you know, it's funny because I had a near-death experience that I suffered when I was just a little over 3 years old. I was at my uncle's camp, and I was on my cousin's tricycle, and I was going down this little hill. And, you know, when, you know, the momentum starts and the little pedals are going faster than my feet could put on them. And I ended up going down the hill and off the dock into the lake.
Oh, no.
And I fell in between, actually, the pontoons of my uncle's airplane. But what happened there was my brother had seen me on my little trip down the hill and had run over to my uncle's main lodge where my father was there helping with repairs that day, I suppose, from what I'm told. But what happened, Lori, was that I had quite the experience when I was underwater. I remember going under, and it's not that the water was so very deep. It was only like maybe 3.5, 4 feet deep.
Right.
But the problem was is that I was kind of stuck into the tricycle. It was all wrapped up.
Oh, no.
And so I wasn't able to get out. I went through quite a struggle and, of course, an excruciating pain. And then total beautiful calmness. The sun had come in through the water and picked me up. And it was just an incredible experience. Now, the reason why I wanted to kind of touch on that point is not that I want to spend the whole time talking about my near-death experience. What it brings me to what I do today in terms of mediumship and in the type of work that I do, in that my experience when I was on the other side, a total understanding, first of all, but second of all, what I experienced was that we're pure, pure energy. That's all we are. There's no male, there's no female, just energy. That's the first thing I learned. And there's millions of beautiful lights, and I'm talking millions of them. I actually got to meet my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Jay, this is Holly. Is it true what they say that you see a white light?
Well, I was only close to four. I always told my mother the sunshine came in through the water and picked me up.
Mm.
And then what I did was I went through to the sunshine. But as I was going through, there were lights all the way around me. And like I say, just total understanding of love. Now, when a spirit comes to me now, I only feel the energy, but it gives me little hints as to what it is as it goes through.
Right.
So you see, I guess that's what I'm trying to say is that we're just pure energy, and there is such a beautiful light when we pass over. However, if we had a cognizance or an understanding or even a knowing that there is another side, we probably wouldn't want to be here. So that's why we don't have this understanding, but in the work that I do, and I've learned this over the years because I've been doing this since I can remember, since I'm three, I've been talking to people who've passed over.
Right.
I denied that as a child. I was told not to do that. I was told that that was wrong. know people here. So he just told me, don't say that. Don't talk like that. You know, Lori, what happened with me, as, you know, I went through this near death, and as I grew up this way, not really understanding, but thank God for my mother and the mentor that I had in her, I also learned how to protect myself. And I learned astrology. I learned numerology, trying to find answers.
Beautiful.
Why am I like this? Why can I, you know, feel energy from people who passed on? I didn't know that's what it was at first.
Right.
I had no clue. But as I got older, I knew. I just knew. Because there were people that passed in my family that come to talk to me. So I just knew it.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. So when did you put it all together as far as, I know that you had the understanding, but then what made you go out and start doing readings and start telling people?
Well, what happened to me was, it was actually a very traumatic experience as a teenager, but I had gone over to a friend's house. Her name was Lynn, and there had been a car accident that happened the weekend that I was there.
Right.
That nobody knew about, of course, because nobody had been told yet. But Lynn's mother, her sister, the next-door neighbor, and the son had gone out of town. And I don't really know for what reason. I don't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
But they had gone out of town with the promise of coming back on a Sunday evening. Well, Saturday we had a little pajama party. And we were young. We had pop. Like, that was a big thing. Pop,
uh-huh.
In Canada, Florida, in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, nothing that explodes, it's just fizzy pop, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we were excited. I mean, that was treat of the week for us, just to have pop or soda, as you call it. I still remember sitting there, all of a sudden just feeling very nauseous and taking my friend Lynn aside and saying, look, you know what, I can't stay here. And she goes, why? I said, there's been a terrible accident. And I said, your father's not going to understand. I said, but your sister and your mother, they're not coming back home.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
So she said, what are you talking about? I said, I can't. So I left. I couldn't stay. Well, they were killed in a car accident.
Oh,
that
no.
day. Oh, there were four of them killed by a drunk driver. And that's when I knew I was special. I just knew that there was something very different about me. Why was it that I was able to feel that? The next thing that happened to me was that when my father died, the day I knew he was sick. Hospital, but the day he died was a Monday, and I still remember going up to my mom and asking him to have the entire week off and take my greatest and leave at 10 o'clock.
Right.
But I wasn't going to be back until the Monday after, and where I worked, we only had 3 days. He said, Jay, why are you going to be coming back in, like, you know, why aren't you coming back on Friday?
Right. Right. And that's what you said to them?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he just said, come on now. I know. But I mean, I called him the next day to tell him he was at 6 p.m. the night before. So absolutely not. But I just knew. I just knew. But you know what? I cannot predict death. A lot of people ask me, can you see death? And I always tell them, I'm not God, nor will
right.
I want the job.
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand.
Jay, are they, are the spirits coming to you after they're passing, or is it just something that you're feeling?
No, I'll give you an example. I did a reading for a lady one day that sat across from me and scratched her head the whole entire time I did a reading for her. And what I mean by that is that she just basically told me at the end of the reading, are you sure you don't need a CAT scan? Because, like, really, I know no one with a red truck. I know no one with this, I know no one with that, and especially someone that has fallen through a piece of ice or a castle. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this a channeling reading or tarot?
No, it just comes to me.
Okay.
I don't know how I do it. I don't channel.
Okay.
I don't really know what that is. It's just, it comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I see things or I hear them, and it just comes out of my mouth. So basically, I told this woman, I kept on repeating to her, listen, I can't help this, but this gentleman is telling me that there's a truck with a bolt wrapped around it. Half of it's rotten, half of it's new. There's an ice reference here. She dies in an ice accident. She says, well, I'm sorry, Jay. I hate to disappoint you, but I know no one like this. Have a nice day. She left.
Wow.
They had paid a driver to come to see me. The first two, absolutely connected, loved the reading, were ecstatic. The last one, not happy, I needed a cat scan. I said, okay. I felt really bad, and I told my husband, geez, maybe I should take a break. You know, maybe my spidey senses.
Can I just interrupt you for a minute?
Yes.
For our listeners that just tuned in, you are on Third Eye Live, special two-hour
presentation, and we're about ready to go on break. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. Education, dedication, and personal growth. That's the foundation for recovery at the 12-Step Fellowship Living Facility. With locations in Margate and Fort Lauderdale, the 12-Step Living Facility is an oasis for anyone focused on growth, self-awareness, and living a sober, healthy, prosperous life. We use the 12-Step Program to help residents in their personal inner journey to become committed, self-motivated, and to live an alcohol and drug-free life. Visit the 12-Step Living Facility today, 1180 Southwest 26th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale and 451 Banks Road in Margate. Call 954-972-9495. That's 954-972-9495. Online at fellowshipliving.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio program on WNN 1470. You're listening to a two-hour special, and we have Jane Lane on. She is an internationally known medium. We are currently taking calls at 1-888-565-1470. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so when we were interrupted, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just basically recounting a story where I had three women come in from out of town, and the one lady had totally, not accepted anything I had told her. So as they were driving home, and of course everybody was talking about their readings and their wonderful day, this lady was just very upset. So after a few hours, they had pulled in to get, something to eat at a roadside diner.
Right.
And this lady starts talking, I guess, and asking this other one, how come you're not saying anything? Why are you so quiet? Did you like your reading? And the woman says, well, no, I didn't understand a thing. She says, I have this reference to a truck, and I have this reference to an ice accident. And, and so she recounted, everything. And then the woman who drove didn't know this woman. She had been hired by her, just stopped her vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
And just said, oh, my God, what are you talking about? So she showed her the notes that I gave her. And she says, oh, my God. She goes, my husband 4 years ago bought a half-ton pickup for my son. It was completely rotten. And
oh, my goodness.
And he had fixed half the vehicle, and he had put it in the garage, and when the kid walked in, he had seen half the vehicle. Like, he had seen the vehicle with you. But when he walked around, the other half had been finished. It was like a father-son project, but a kind of joke.
A joke.
But this man had gone to Quebec City, and I guess he had gone to a convention or some kind of, something to do with his work, and training session, and he had gone away with three other men, and they had gone out to the restaurant and had a few drinks that night, and they had ventured over to where the ice castles were. Quebec has their famous Carnaval Quebec.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was they went up while it was closed, and the ice castle collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
So this woman got her message.
Oh, my goodness.
Got her message, but you know what? The receiver didn't even know who this person was. So there was a reason for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I just want to say again to our listeners, please call Jay Lane for any questions at 1-888-565-1470. So, Jay, let me ask you a question. First of all, how many readings do you do in a day?
It just all depends, Lori. There are some days that I just absolutely don't do any, simply because I need a rest. I find the energy draining. However, I find it extremely exciting. I can't help but do what I do. I just can't help it. And I do quite a number. Internationally speaking, I kind of started backwards with this thing, only because locally I was so afraid of coming out of the closet, spiritually speaking.
Right.
I was afraid of being judged. We have a very large family here, but you know what? I've now come out locally about 3 years ago, and it's just amazing. So I have a little bit, peppered everywhere. I have clients as far as Japan, Ireland, Zurich, India. I mean, I've read for all over the world. I used to be a phone line psychic. However, I just felt that I needed to do this on my own.
Right.
And I'm just loving every minute of it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I also want to know, how was your move to your new home?
Oh, my God. It was so great. I am so happy. It's nice not to live above anybody. Really, it's nice to be able to get up in the morning and just know that you're not waking anybody up. But you know what? It's just a nice change. I haven't owned a home in a very long time.
Right.
And I'm really loving it, Lori. I don't think I'll be moving from here until they're just ready to put me into the room. I love it.
Also, for our listeners, you had mentioned to me a while ago that you have some Indian heritage.
Yes, actually, well, my mother's Métis, and it goes down 30 generations, but my mother, Métis Aboriginal, actually, out of Quebec, and the Mohawk line was there, and so, of course, I qualified for my Métis Aboriginal status as well, and it goes down 3 generations, so my son also does qualify, but, yeah, there is some Native blood. My mother, absolutely beautiful woman, she is a Native empath, but also a healer. I don't become that gift.
Jay, you know something? We're going to ask you to hold on for a minute because we have a caller that is going to ask a question, and we got the on line four, Jay from Hoboken. Is that correct? Pat from Hoboken. Pat, how are you today?
Oh, good.
Hello, Pat.
Good. I'm doing good.
Great, great. Do you have a question for Jay today?
Yeah, I wanted to see how my business was going to do, what's going to be doing this year.
I'm sorry, can't you?
She wants to find out what her...
This, but it didn't happen. Yeah, but did you take action on it? Did you do what you're supposed to? My mother
taught me the definition of insanity. It's repeating the same action, expecting different results, right? So make sure that you're absolutely manifesting only the positive intention path, because you can actually throw yourself off. So make sure that when you're looking at it and you're focusing and you're hanging on to that, make sure that you only see the intended goal for yourself. But I feel very positive.
Does that answer your question?
I realized putting this in what you said.
Okay, she was talking about that you really have to, when you're plugging in, if you get information from Jay, what you really need to do is manifest what she's telling you. See, the bottom line is that you can do whatever, you know, you want to be able to do in your life, but you have to manifest it through your behaviors and your actions and your attitudes. And you can achieve just about anything that we want to achieve in life. Wouldn't you agree? As long as we manifest the right behaviors with it.
Absolutely. But her vibration is extremely positive, and by the end of May, she's going to see a very great shift and a positive shift with her business.
What'd she say?
She said you're going to have a great shift at the end of May. It's going to be a great shift in what's happening in your world.
Oh, okay.
A positive shift, and that's a very positive shift, she said, a great positive shift she sees coming your way.
Okay, sounds good.
And is there any other questions that you would like to ask her?
I just wanted to see if she saw me in a relationship.
Do you see her in a relationship today?
You know what, Pat, I'm going to be very honest. I think you hang on. Sorry to say this, but I've always been, you know, taught by my mother to say exactly what it is that my heart holds. But when I feel around you and I center myself around you, Pat, I feel that you still hang on to some resentment. And although the outside is beautiful and smiles and tries to attract someone into your circle, I feel that the inside is still thinking that I'm going to get the same as I did before. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What you basically said, if you didn't hear, is that you're holding on to resentments, and through holding on to those resentments, you're blocking off anybody that potentially might be coming to you.
Okay. Past issues. So you need to take the negative from that and turn it into a positive, and just actually, you know, whatever weaknesses were before, celebrate them, and just say to yourself, okay, you know what, that's something I'm not going to have again. But at the end of the day, I do see you with someone, but I see more or less at the end of 2010. So I'd say October, November is when that vibration comes around for her. But again, she has to let go of that in order for it to be more or less, you know, for her to be able to let go of that, to be able to attract what she so desires. Because I feel it coming for her, but I feel that there's a bit of a block there.
There's a bit of a block right now, if you didn't hear what she said. And it's coming through. You did hear what she said?
I heard a little bit that there was a block and it's something about November.
Yeah, you're looking at October to November 2010 is where she feels that somebody is going to come into your life. But right now there is a block, and that block is, of course, things that you have to work through. Is that correct, Jay?
Yes, it is.
So
just basically just some past energy that hasn't been dealt with yet, and that she needs to just kind of let go of that in order to, you know, the outside, like I say, the outside shell, she smiles, she's beautiful, but the inside still says, I don't want to get hurt again. And because she's saying, I don't want to get hurt again, I feel that that is absolutely blocking that potential love coming to her the way she wants it. So she needs to take that negative and just change it into positive and say, okay, I've been hurt before, but you know what? I'm not going to be hurt again. So celebrate myself, go out there, and have a good time, girlfriend.
And again, that negative that she's talking about, all of the negative energy that is surrounding relationship issues in the past, she says that she thinks that you need to start working on bringing that into a positive in positive situations to start healing from any of the negative aspects of your past in past relationships. And once you start to do that, then you'll open yourself up to, of course, newer, healthier, more loving relationships. And you'll find somebody at the end of October, November.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And we have another caller on the phone, and the other caller is Antonio, and he is online. And Antonio, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing, sir?
Great, great. Can't complain. Thank God.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you have a question for Jay.
Yeah, I just want to know if she could pick anything up for me, like, as far as, like, professionally or personally, like, how is my life going to change in, like, maybe the next 2 or 3 months, if, you know, just... if you can see anything around me.
And Antonio is asking, did you hear his question, Jay?
I think I did. I just want to make sure I got it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay, he was asking that the energy that's surrounding him, if you see any major changes over the next few months coming up. Is that correct, Antonio?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've got a couple of things, actually, Antonio. You've got a lot of busyness, although I feel that you're a little discouraged right now. Am I sensing that correctly?
Are you a little stressed right now, Antonio?
Am I a little stressed?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I almost feel like, though, a disappointment or a discouragement. It's almost like, you know, trying to climb up the hill and not getting there. That's how I'm dealing with you, Antonio. But you know what? You got to get yourself out of that pity pot, my friend. You have to kind of look and say, yes, I'm going to do great. But yes, you do have two things coming, and I see two different offers. But one seems to me like it's out of town or outside of your area. Have you looked at going away from where you are?
The disappointment that she's talking about right now, the stress that you're going through is like past issues, okay? So you're dealing with a lot of past issues, things right now, and that stress that you're going through. Do you see yourself going away from that right now? Do you find yourself moving away from that stress, or do you find yourself getting deeper into it?
Wow, that it's kind of like iffy, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a lot of different facets to why I feel the way I do. But I guess I'm moving forward past it, but I still have, like, some things that happened, like, a month or so ago that I'm dealing with. It's like, yeah, these past things are affecting me right now.
Yeah.
But I'm doing my best to move past them and get through them. Yes.
Exactly. And you know what? If you're not going to deal with it, then what I suggest to you, Antonia, is just put it aside. Because what happens is, when you're worried about something, it becomes fearful. We're fear-based people. And fear, you know, basically is false evidence that appears real to us, okay? And what happens is when you focus on that and you try to get away with it or try to get away from it, it's not really that you're getting away from it. It's just you're still sort of like stuck in it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, coming to careers, what I was asking, I feel that there's two things going on in terms of job-related for you, Antonio, okay? But one seems further away than from where you live, like out of town. So that's why I was asking, are you looking at going further out of town with your career? Because there is a possibility of a move for you. And that's where I'm feeling your energy shift. So there's two things, there's possibility of a job, possibility of a move.
Did you hear what she said?
No, sir, I didn't.
She was talking about how are you looking right now at your job moving outside of town, moving more away from where you're at right now with your work?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel there's something out of town related for him coming up, but there's also like a physical move and a job move, but it's out of town. It's not around. There's two choices, but the one he takes is out of town.
All right. Physical move is going to happen for you, Antonio, she's saying, and she sees it happening physically and, of course, job-related. We're going to have to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of Jay Lane, and we'll be back right after this message. Thanks.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. Education, dedication, and personal growth. That's the foundation for recovery at the 12-Step Fellowship Living Facility. With locations in Margate and Fort Lauderdale, the 12-Step Living Facility is an oasis for anyone focused on growth, self-awareness, and living a sober, healthy, prosperous life. We use the 12-Step Program to help residents in their personal inner journey to become committed, self-motivated, and to live an alcohol and drug-free life. Visit the 12-Step Living Facility today, 1180 Southwest 26th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale and 451 Banks Road in Margate. Call 954-972-9495. That's 954-972-9495. Online at fellowshipliving.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Good afternoon. If you haven't listened to us, you're listening now. This is Third Eye Live, a special two-hour special, and we're on for with Jay Lane. We're brought to you and sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program, WNN 1470 AM. And Jay?
Yes?
We're going to have to, like, wrap this up real fast, but I would, one moment.
Looks like we got one more phone call.
Okay.
We can actually take this one phone call.
Okay.
Jay, it's been an interesting hour. Love your message. Great message of hope.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's so much great light out there. And you know what? Like I say, if we could get rid of that fear, you know what? We're just here to learn lessons so that we can evolve at a higher soul level once we come. Basically what we're here for. So just take care of each other, that's all.
I definitely love the fact because we don't have to look at death as being morbid. It's just a transformation.
Not.
We're just moving on. You
yeah,
know, because we came to the earth as spirit and we're leaving as spirit.
Yeah, it's just the next step to our divinity. We become born, we become divine.
Yeah.
Like Jay, could you let everyone know what website they can go on to see you and see all your information?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook under Readings by Jay, and that's J-A-Y. And so you could just do a little search on Facebook, or you could just simply go to my website, which is psychictarotadvice.com.
And that's psychictarotadvice.com. All right, very good. And, Jay, again, thank you for being on the show. We did have a caller, and it dropped, and we will definitely look forward to having you back in the future with us. And, of course, we will look forward to...
Thank you, Jay.
Yes, it was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, all of you.
And, again, you know, if you're just tuning in with us, Jay Lane has had a great show with us, and you can re-listen to this show at any time. Just by clicking on the widget, it will be uploaded and ready to go at 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to both the 4 and the 5 o'clock hour at 6 o'clock tonight and re-listen to it anytime you want. So if you're listening, we want to thank our sponsors because they make this all possible. For the first hour from 4 to 5, it was Atlantic Shores Hospital, 12-Step Fellowship Living, Beckert and Associates, and Jack Tobel, the acupuncturist from Coral Springs. So we want to thank all of our sponsors that make this all possible. And we're going to go to our break, and then when we come back at the top of the hour, we are going to have Dr. Hempshard Ahmadi on with us. And, of course, if you've heard Dr. Ahmadi with us before, it's a great show. She got a great, great informational base and biofeedback and all kinds of stuff. We'll be back with Dr. Ahmadi here momentarily.
For listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of the program without express written consent. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Today, Jerry at Zepco Fence, Inc. carries on in the tradition of the great fence makers, providing South Florida homeowners and businesses with fencing for their every need. Pool fences for safety, privacy fences to keep those nosy neighbors out, backyard fences so the dogs can play but not escape, and security fences to keep out intruders. Zepco Fence, family owned and operated for 30 years, the best installers, the highest quality materials, all at a reasonable price. And any material you want, PVC, chain link, vinyl, aluminum, and wood, Jerry handles everything from pulling the permits to the final inspection to ensure you a stress-free experience. Call Jerry at Zepco Fence today, 954-340-2964. That's 954-340-2964. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hi, this is Patty Duke. Social Security has made applying for retirement benefits online easier than ever before. Now it's so easy, a beatnik can do it with his laptop in any malt shop. Retire online at www.socialsecurity.gov. It's so easy.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, the gang from Third Eye Live is hanging out for 2 hours tonight. It's always a pleasure to see Lori and Holly in the studio. And, of course, Rashid is away on vacation right now.
He's in Disney World.
He's in Disney World.
Hey, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey, he's the man. Hey, listen, if you're listening to us right now, you're listening on any form of listening device, and that could be through any of the Facebook accounts or Twitter or Blog Talk Radio or Holistic Lifestyles Network. We're also streaming now on In the Rooms, and we want to thank our listeners at intherooms.com, and we also want to thank our listeners at lovevacancy.com. If you get a chance, check out this site. It's unbelievable. Vacancylove.com. Check them out. AJ and the boys up in Northern Florida work diligently on helping get out a powerful spiritual message, and they work diligently to work with people that are profound psychics, and not only that, but holistic approach people. And we want to welcome them aboard with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio train, and we are getting ready to add about 10 more social networks in the next month. So we're looking to be streaming my goal is to be streaming to a million. I want to be streaming to a million within the next 6 months.
So that's where, million.
That's it. Well, listen, we definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in, and it is the second hour of our show. And, of course, on Saturday nights, the second hour is Sound Pillow. We also, of course, have Beckert and Associates, Jack Tobel, and Holistic Healing Center. If you get a chance, holistichealingcenter.com, always a good place to check out. And, of course, tonight we have a wonderful lady from Coral Springs, and she comes with a whole lot of information, and what a very successful holistic MD. Dr. Amati, I'm going to leave this up to the fine ladies here at Third Eye Live to do this interview. And Dr. Amati, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Dr.
Amati.
Hi. Very happy to be here.
Definitely. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
It's really a pleasure to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So definitely, yes, we want to go over a few things of what you do in your practice so we can let everybody know.
Okay, well, I am a conventionally trained family practice doctor, but I also have been trained in acupuncture and various applied kinesiology techniques, but the way that I assess and treat my patients these days is by quantum biofeedback, which most people have never heard of, but it is a way of looking at the electromagnetic field of the patient to try to see where it's balanced and to try to bring it back into balance.
Is it kind of like infrarays?
No, because it's not dealing with heat.
Okay. What?
So it's not like, you know, thermography or other kinds of imaging that you
Well, I can step in here for just a couple seconds. I did my internship with Dr. Amati.
Okay.
When I went
to,
thank you. And she was gracious enough to do a treatment on me one day. And it's a very nice feeling. At the end of the treatment, I was relaxed, which is hard for me.
Well,
so
you're more sensitive than a lot of people, and maybe a lot of people wouldn't really feel anything different at the end. But because this is really quantum biofeedback that we're dealing with, it actually is based on the principle that whatever you can perceive as matter or substance or stuff can also be thought of just as legitimately as being energy or frequencies or vibrations. So you can actually transmit frequencies and vibrations to the patient. It can actually help them function differently, even some time out from the treatment.
Dr. Amati, we have...
be very satisfying because I've been able to address all kinds of problems with it that I know that I would not have been able to address successfully, you know, to such a great extent without it. I can also use it to help me to know whether something might be the right product for somebody to take at a certain time also. So that helps me to be able to suggest things to patients that can keep them feeling good in between treatments.
Exactly. We can go on continue with that, but right now we have a caller, Dr. Amati.
Oh,
yeah, we have a caller. Is Bernice?
Yes.
Hi, Bernice. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. I had knee surgery a year and a half ago, and it just didn't work for me. I'm limping and have pain in the kneecap, and I have a lower back problems, and I'm wondering what I could do to overcome all this that's going on now, because it's very upsetting to me.
I couldn't really hear all of your questions, but
I can't hear you.
Okay. The bottom line is that she has a knee issue, Dr. Amati. And the knee issue, she's been dealing with for over a year. And did you have it operated on, Bernice?
I had a new knee put in.
You had a new knee put in?
Yes.
Okay, and your question is, you want to know how to deal with the pain of that, or?
Why isn't it getting better?
Well,
that's a great question. And it's more than likely, the reason why it's not getting better, well, it could be for at least two reasons, that maybe it's for both of you. One is, probably have a certain amount of inflammation going on. And that's a problem at the biochemical level that can cause pain. I should say, just as an intro, that there's three levels of things that are going on with people's health. There's the electromagnetic or energetic level, which in conventional medicine usually don't deal with at all, except, for example, if you had a heart problem and went to a conventional doctor, they would probably put you up to the EKG assess the electromagnetic activity of your heart. So that's energetic level stuff. Then there's biochemical level stuff, which you can see in a lab test, the blood test, urine test, saliva test. Then there's structural level stuff that you can see on a physical exam or an x-ray or a CT scan or something of that nature. A lot of times the surgery, they are attempting to correct pain by correcting it mechanically, and that may or may not be successful if all the tests are wrong biochemically due to the inflammation. The other reason why we have a problem with the disease is
go back because of pain and fatigue, even though you could be yourself, it's fine.
Okay, does that make sense to you, Bernice?
Well, yes, it does. I kind of thought that maybe it was coming in to have spinal stenosis, but I had back surgery, and I had a fusion of the coccyx of my spine about 40 years ago, so I can't have a chiropractor crack my back, adjust my back, because I have a fusion there, so I don't know what to do.
She's having issues with that, Dr. Amati, because, of course, she's had different situations with her back that she cannot have chiropractic care on.
Well, here's the thing. Lots of times people only know about conventional chiropractic care, which can involve rather forceful manipulation. There's such twisting and turning. But there's another kind that's called network chiropractic. You know, I am not a chiropractor, but I know of this technique. Very gentle. Usually the person just lies face down, and the person who's doing the adjustment just touches the various areas of their back. That helps to call their attention to muscles that are chronically contracted, that they can relax, and then the spine goes back into alignment naturally by itself. Some people, some chiropractors, also use a vibrator type thing to give a stimulus at a certain level of the spine, and that's also way. So just because you can be adjusted by a conventional chiropractor doesn't mean that you can't benefit from being adjusted by somebody who knows the technique.
That makes
not only that, but really you need to get to the problem with the inflammation. Even if you get a chiropractic, you know, get good chiropractic adjustment, if you have inflammation going on, then you can still have pain despite being in perfect alignment.
Does that make sense to you, Bernice?
Yeah, I'm wondering how do I cure the inflammation and where do I find a network chiropractor?
I would suggest that you just Google that. There is a National Association of Network Chiropractors, and you can probably get their address just by Googling it and then call them or email them to get a referral to somebody who's in your neighborhood. I know of one person who's in Fort Lauderdale area who does this work. In fact, two people. So if you want to call my office up, or if you want me to give out the air, then that's fine.
What is the number at your office so that way she can write that down and our listeners can write it down also, Dr. Mike?
It's 954-757-0064.
All right, very good. And Bernice, we're really glad that you gave a phone call to us today. I can tell you that if you give a call to Dr. Amati, her staff and, of course, Dr. Amati are very professional, and they will refer you out to places that they feel comfortable with, of course, the work that's being done. Dr. Amati's been around long enough to where she isn't just going to push somebody off to somebody that is going to be able to give you the care that you deserve and you need.
I appreciate it. Can you do me a favor and have one of those psychics call me?
I definitely can do that. I have two of them here that I'm going to give the phone number to, and they're definitely going to call you after the show, okay?
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Amati, if you were a psychic, you would have definitely had a nice call there. Listen, it's a day at a time, and we're going to have to go to a break, so we'll be back right after this message, Dr. Amati.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. You're here listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program, WNN 1470 AM. And we're on the air with Dr. Amani. Dr. Amani?
Yeah,
we're back.
Hi, we're back.
Hi there.
Okay, so we can continue where we were, just giving our audience a little bit more of a breakdown of what you offer in your practice. During the break, Lori was asking me a few questions, and I was explaining the EPFX kind of in layman terms.
Okay.
I was explaining a little bit of the treatment that you gave me and saying how the machine, you know, you have like little compartments that you put on your ankles and your wrist, and then you have headgear that you wear, and you're connected to the machine.
The whole thing looks like a computer, which it basically is. And from the box come the leads that go to the person's wrists and ankles and their head. And basically what the machine does So it picks up on frequencies, which you could call information, that is about the patient, what's going on with them. And then the practitioner, on the basis of looking at the information, can decide which things they would like to do something about in terms of treating them right then. And so there are many, many categories and areas that the machine deals with. Just to give you some idea of the things I look at most frequently, I can look at the patient's nutrition and see what nutrients they've actually been absorbing out of what they've been eating.
Which I love that aspect.
Yeah, I can look at the strength and weakness of their different body parts to see, you know, which areas are overused and which areas are weak. I can look at their emotions in neurolinguistic programming. That's actually my favorite part. But you can also look at their risk factors for various types of problems. You can look at their hormonal balance. You can look at what toxins they've absorbed and where those toxins have gone. You can also look at what allergies they have and can help desensitize them from their allergies. So you can do a lot of different things with the machine. You can even do, for example, live blood cell analysis that you normally would have to prick the patient's finger. With this, you don't have to. You can see displayed on the screen what their blood is looking like, and you can do something about it.
That is truly amazing.
That is fantastic.
It's amazing.
How long did it take you to study this?
Well, you know, it all depends on what you bring to the machine with you. You know, there are many people who have all sorts of different backgrounds that are using this machine. So the more that you bring to it, the easier it is for you to use appropriately because of your background. So,
which you are. You're a medical doctor, and you're also a licensed acupuncturist in the state of Florida, so you know the meridians.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're very familiar with herbology.
Yes, and, you know, for example, there's a lot of there's homeopathic remedies in this machine, too, and frequencies. So if you are a homeopath, then you'll recognize the classic homeopathic remedies. If you're a chiropractor, they even have a spinal part of the machine that can help to regulate the energy flow to the spine. It doesn't take the place of chiropractic adjustment, but it does make chiropractic adjustment easier, and it helps the person to retain their adjustment effect for longer. So for me, having been exposed to all these different kinds of things, you know, in years prior to my coming into contact with this machine, really it was more a matter for me of learning where the different programs were in the machine and how to get to them. And so that took, you know, a few weeks, but then actually using this with patients, and so getting to see more. I mean, I can tell you that this machine taught me as much or more about human physiology and what really causes disease than medical school or residency did.
Is that because it takes it on an energetic level?
Yes, and that's really the missing link. That's really what causes disease is usually stress and people's thoughts.
Yes, I'm finding that out because, you know me, I've been studying nutrition probably going on 25 years now, and I used to always think, you know, food and herbs and vitamins and supplements, and I was just, you know, very dogmatic on that and didn't think of emotions and grief and temper tantrums and just thoughts and things of that nature.
Well, thoughts are energy.
But at the time, you just think nutrition.
The digestion of food also affects one's thinking. Yeah,
I'm finding that out.
It could be a really good cycle or a really, really vicious cycle depending upon, you know, the individual and what time period you find them in.
Exactly, because the food sensitivities, if you're sensitive to a particular food, that'll make you, you know, a little depressed, can get you cranky, a headache, and things
well,
of
Holly,
that nature.
Especially
right,
with
then
you.
It might cause you to even crave more of those things that you're sensitive to.
Exactly. No, but I've definitely found that within the last few years that it's actually more important to concentrate on the energetic level now than it is the nutritional level.
Well, prevention.
Right.
And health optimization. And so for that, I find that it's really helpful to get in on the energetic level, because that's where the rubber meets the road, and that's where change begins. So if you want to have the biggest effect with the smallest amount of effort, then you need to deal with the energetic level.
Exactly. And you're finding a lot of patients coming in that are feeling something, but a regular allopathic doctor has not been able to diagnose them. And then when you put them on the machine, something will come up, and then everything triggers, and it's like an aha moment.
Yes, and I love that, because, you know, being a diagnostician is one of my favorite things. Sherlock Holmes, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be Sherlock Holmes.
Figure it out.
Exactly.
Yes, I love that.
Truly amazing, truly amazing. Yeah, like again, going over the break, I was letting Lori know that even, you know, me being a little sensitive, at the end of a treatment, I actually felt more relaxed. I felt more calm. So it actually will, you know, give a calming effect as well.
Well, a lot of people do, and I'll just tell you that the way that I was first introduced to the machine was that I was going through a period of crisis and, you know, great stress in my own life, and a colleague of mine called me up one day and asked me if I would like to see this machine that he sometimes used on some of his patients, and I said sure, because I'm always interested in seeing new stuff. So anyway, he sent his nurse up the road from Miami to Broward with the machine, and she gave me a demonstration, and all I can tell you was that I happen to be pretty sensitive to electromagnetic energy also, and there was such a total difference between the way I felt before the treatment, how I felt during the treatment, and the way I felt after, that I said, wow, I'm going to have to get some more of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what led eventually to my getting the machine. But I will just say one more thing, and I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know whether this will ring a bell with anybody, but one of the things that I really, really, really enjoy about using the machine is using it to correct people's hormonal imbalances. That's like a special love of mine. And there are a lot of people walking around out there who have undiagnosed hormonal imbalances, and they have not been able to get balanced on any regimen that their doctors have put them on, and most often their doctors haven't even recognized that they have a hormonal imbalance. And by using this machine, by testing directly on the machine, I can tell what hormones would be best to balance them. And believe me, there is such a huge difference between how people feel when their hormones are balanced and how people feel when they're not.
Oh, definitely.
So it's very gratifying, because it produces big results within a relatively.
Especially women with progesterone and estrogen. And
or how about women with menopause?
Well, yeah,
menopause.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you something else, too. It's not just women who are having a problem, and it's not even just women who are middle-aged. It's even oftentimes younger people in whom it's not suspected, because they're not thought to be of an age where this could be a factor. A lot of times people who have, let's say, allergies or asthma or skin issues sometimes can be suffering from a deficiency of cortisol or thyroid hormones or both. And it's usually completely missed. Or they treat them with artificial steroids like prednisone.
Oh, yes.
That's a totally different thing.
Dr. Ramadi, we're going to have to take a break right now. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. Or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com. And collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Program, WNN, 1470 AM. We are having a conversation and listening to Dr. Amanti, and I have Holly here, and she wants to just give you a couple of her credentials, which are very long.
Yes, we're going on our second half, so for anybody that's just tuning in, I'm very delighted to have on our show today Dr. Amanti. She's a medical doctor that is also a licensed acupuncturist in the state of Florida. In her practice, she utilizes the best in Chinese and Western medicine. She treats her patients with acupuncture, nutrition, herbs. But as of 2001, she attended seminars, and she's utilized various energy machine techniques that has involved applied kinesiology. So since she's working on the EPFX machine, and she's on the show today to let our audience know a little bit more about her practice and what it entails. So Dr. Amanti, you're back.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah, we were just talking a little bit about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is something that I do, and I do it differently than any other medical doctor that I know. I do it using the EPFX machine. And the reason why I think it's so successful is because people can sometimes have blockages to the utilization of their own hormones. So I often give people the example of a type 2 diabetic, for example, that might be making normal amounts of insulin, but it's not being utilized in their body correctly, and therefore it doesn't control their blood sugar levels evenly. There are people who, if you measure their hormones in the blood or saliva, you find that they have normal levels of hormones, but because of there is a problem with the action of those hormones in their body, they still may be functionally deficient or excessive, even though their levels look normal in their lab.
Exactly. So with the EPFX machine, it's able to detect earlier before maybe at the biochemical level.
Exactly. And also it helps me to know what would be the appropriate hormonal balancing for them right now.
Exactly.
So that's something that I find very, very gratifying. But there's all kinds of different problems that I deal with, really a very broad range of things, which is helpful to me because that way I don't get bored seeing again and again.
I bet you don't get bored.
No, I know. I don't even know what boredom means.
There's so much out there. There's really so much out there.
Yes, and I'm lucky to see a wide variety of patients of all ages, all sorts of different problems, and it's a lot of fun looking at them on the machine and seeing what will help.
I have a question. Does the machine move energy? So you know how, like, it does.
Yes, it does.
So you do, through the machine, what, like, I do with healings, energy work, exactly
yes.
The same thing.
Yes, and, you know, this is electromagnetic stuff is electromagnetic stuff. So whether it's this particular machine or whether it's a homeopathic remedy, or whether it's something that, you know, people are doing in terms of being a psychic healer or in terms of Reiki, it's all energy.
All the same thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So this machine, because Holly was telling me, it goes through the chakras and through the meridians.
By the way, I would just like to say that if you or if anybody that's listening to this program would like a free demo of what I do, please feel free to call the office, say that they heard about me on this program and that you would like to have a free demo of what I do.
Give your number again, Dr. Amati.
954-757-0064, because I can try to explain it to you in words, but once you see your own information on the screen, then it's much clearer, you know, how comprehensive and how individual and how detailed it is.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. Thank you. I would love to.
Yeah, because if you're sitting there, you can actually, it'll show that it's going through the different organs of the body. It shows the meridians. It goes through the chakras. Can we touch a little bit, because this is a metaphysical show as well, Dr. Amati, that it actually goes into karma issues?
Yeah, how does it do that?
Yes.
How does it?
I don't know. You have to ask Bill Nelson, the person who invented the software, how it does that. But all I can tell you is, you know, there's a couple of different interpretations of karma. Some people feel as though karma is something that involves things that we have done or said or thought in past lives, and that's one interpretation of it. But another is karma is the effect of our parents on us and our parents' parents.
Oh, yeah.
Parents, and so on down the line. So, you know, if, to give you an example, if I have dental mercury in my mouth, for instance, because my parents thought that that was the thing to do to deal with my cavities, then, you know, this is a matter of karma for me.
Right.
So
I also have heard that karma in past lives is pure energy anyway, so it makes sense that the machine could detect it.
Yes, and it can also help to dissipate it. How it does that, I have no
that's
idea.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's very
but
interesting.
We just have a button that we click on for that.
Now, so let me ask you. So you do acupuncture.
You know what? I don't even do it anymore. I do use Chinese herbs in my practice, but I've gotten so lazy that if I can help to, you know, balance the person's acupuncture meridian by clicking them out.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
That's so good.
No, but her office is so relaxing, too, just to let everybody know. It's not the white walls, you know, the allopathic doctor's office and the white coat and everything. No, it's so soothing.
It's bamboo shoots.
Oh, you have this.
So, you know what I get? Because I'm a psychic. So this is what I'm picturing, your office. We went to Hong Kong, and in their hypothecaries, they had, you know how they store the dried seafoods and this is how I picture your office with those.
It was an office that I used to visit like that. I had a mentor in New York who I hung out with in the same way that Holly hung out with me for a while. This guy was a family physician, as I am also, but he also was an acupuncturist and he also was a homeopath.
Right.
So I really enjoyed. And his office was like that.
Yeah?
Maybe that's what you were picking up on, Laurie.
I have lots of herbs, but they're in bottles in the form of tea pills. They're not as the bulk raw herbs.
Okay. Do you put together herbs, special herbs for different things?
I could. But, you know, these days I don't tend to do that as much simply because it involves either more work on my part, making the individual formula, you know, which I don't mind doing, but I just find that oftentimes people are in such a hurry these days that they just want something that they can gulp down as they're running out of.
It's so true. You know, people are so trained. Take a pill, you get rid of your problems, and it's not that way.
But she can also.
No.
She can also test hormones. She tests vitamins, supplements. Even some patients of hers come in with pharmaceutical medications that she can test on the machine.
Remember
it's
how
similar
you,
to that.
Like
yeah.
What you did with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah, and that's very useful because one of my goals, for example, in seeing patients who are on a number of different meds and who would like to be able to not have to take meds, is that over time I would like to decrease their meds in a way that allows them to be stable. So oftentimes I will find that when they first come in and they bring their meds to be tested, their meds might test well for them. But over time, as I work with them, and as their body functions start to normalize, then medications that were once needed by them no longer test good. And that's when I can say, okay, we can eliminate that one or we can cut down the dosage of that one.
That is just so fantastic. You know, I think every doctor's office should have one of these
That's
machines.
What she said, actually. That's what she said, actually.
Every home should have
yes.
Machine.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Most people's illness is caused by stress.
Yeah.
And there is a function on this machine that can actually electromagnetically reduce people's stress. So even if you did nothing more for yourself and your family members than just reduce their stress every day, would have done a lot
to Dr. Amani, we're going to be taking a break and we'll get right back to you.
Alrighty.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center,
They specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. Or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com. And collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Third Eye Live, being sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Program, WNN 1470 AM. We're on the air with Dr. Amanti, who is the most incredibly interesting doctor I have ever heard. How's that one? And I want you to know something. Holly's like laying on the floor laughing. She's not prepared for that. But I want to come visit you in like 2 weeks.
I would love it if you did.
I think you are incredible.
Well, you haven't even met me yet.
No, I don't have to. I don't have to.
Well, okay. But I would love it if you did anyway.
Okay. You got it. And here's another thing. John Hollis wanted me to say to you, the next time you're on, and there will be, you need to come to us so that we can have the pleasure of feeling your energy in person.
I will be more than happy to do that.
Okay?
Yes, we have to have you here.
We have to. I mean, we just, you have to honor us.
Well, I would love to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Beautiful. So we would like you to just tell our audience, our listeners, where they can look up some information on you, your website, your phone number.
Okay. I have a website, which is www.dra.
amadi.com. So it's basically Dr. Amadi without the period in there.com. And the phone number is 954-757-0064. And I'm located in Carl Springs on Sample Road. I'm at 10220 West Sample Road, Suite number 3 in Carl Springs. And again, I encourage anybody who has listened to this program and would like to find out more, if they would like to have a free demo of what I do, they can just call that number and we can set you up.
Yes, and she definitely does that, because I was there when I was on my internship, and it's totally remarkable. And her staff is very friendly, and I love the lunch breaks that we did with the Whole Foods.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we run down there often for food.
Yes.
They have the best food down there.
Yes, it's good and clean. It's good, and I really enjoy doing what I do, and I'm very, very happy to be working with a group of patients who's really interested in getting well naturally, because oftentimes doctors have to deal with people who are only coming in because either something's hurting or something's not functioning, or, you know, they're missing time from work or whatever. And, you know, I deal with that also. But I also deal with people who really want to get well as naturally as possible with as little drugs as possible. And so that's great.
Oh, it's just amazing. It's absolutely the most fabulous thing. I'm a nurse. I'm an RN. So I am so excited about this.
Well, that's wonderful, and I really believe that, you know, this is a technology that needs to become more widely available, and so I would love to see more people doing this, because I think people really need it. So, you know, I welcome anybody who is interested in learning more about it. I actually had a student call just recently who was going to be going to naturopathic school, and she was interested in hanging out with me. So, you know, I just think that the more people find out about this and start to utilize it, you know, the less people will need to be on medication.
Well, this is definitely the wave of the future.
Oh, it is. It really is. We're seeing it. We're seeing the with the energetic. People are, you know, leaving the pharmaceuticals behind and going more into this new era that we're going into.
Well,
I say we're leaving the dark ages.
Yes, and they will be getting a lot of help through you too, through both of you, and
thank you.
Through this radio station and putting it out there.
That's the thing. So the word's got
to
go out. It really does.
They have to be educated. They have to know that there's other options.
Exactly.
And we're here to do that.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
No, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for coming on to our show.
I've really enjoyed it.
We're
Thank
about
you.
Ready to wrap up. So just one more time, give out your phone number and your website.
Sure. It's 954-757-0064, and the website is www.dramadi.com.
Perfect.
Okay, so thank you so much, Dr. Amadi. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll call your office.
I'm looking forward to it.
And actually, I'll see you on March 6th, because I'm bringing in a friend of mine. Audrey's coming in, so I will be there March 6th to see you.
Fabulous.
Yes, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Okay, great. Thank you again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
So I just want to let our listeners know that next week on Third Eye Live, we're having a person who does another form of energy healing. She does angel healing, and her name is Rekha. She's from India, and we're going to have Rashid back here and some of his antics.
Yes, right, after his little vacation.
I know. Would you think he brought us gifts?
That would be
Orlando?
Nice. Hey, that would be really nice. That would be really nice. Can you imagine?
I know.
A little Mickey Mouse doll or something.
I know.
You know, when I was younger, when I was 16, I was a Mickey Mouse freak.
Really?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse T-shirts, mugs, the whole nine yards. We used to go to Disney World every year.
Oh, I like Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck?
Was that her name?
I don't know.
Donald Duck.
Oh, Donald.
And Daisy.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Why do you think I liked your ducktail?
Oh, okay. Is that why? I remember Donald Duck. I didn't remember Daisy Duck.
Yes, that's his girlfriend.
See, everybody has a mate. That's what we have.
There's somebody for everyone.
Exactly. Feminine and masculine energy.
Oh, So let's see. Do you want to thank our sponsors?
Yes, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors. That's Atlantic Shores Hospital, 12-Step Fellowship, Beckhart, and Acupuncture Wellness Center. So we want to give a big thanks to our sponsors.
Especially for the fact that if it wasn't for you, we would not be here right now.
Exactly. Well said, Lori, well said.
And what else? What else do you want to tell us about? Anything interesting?
Anything interesting? Well, you know my
tales.
Wait,
coconut water.
Oh, coconut water.
I have had such a craving for
coconut
water.
Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, I have to bring you in some again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, definitely.
And I so wanted it when I was sitting there waiting in the hospital room. I so wanted coconut water.
Oh. Well, remember my event that I'm doing on April 3rd at Griffin's Loft. It's called Got a Sweet Tooth, and it's for anybody, the sugarholics or chocoholics. It's giving some little treats that are very quick, maybe 1 or 2 minutes. Non-baking, all vegan, just a blender, a spoon, and a bowl. That's all you need. And sugar-free. So,
very
but
good.
A lot of coconut, just for everybody to know, it's a lot of coconut and a lot of chocolate.
And I wanted to let everyone know also that I'm going to be having a gallery. It's the ES3 gallery that's going to be held on March 13th, and it's totally on healing and channeling, and it will be held at Griffin's Loft from 12:30 to 2:30. We'd love you to all come out. We have some very interesting channelings and healings that we have to offer. And
if anybody's looking for combining astrology and health, that's where I come in. I call it Astro Healthology. So Astro Healthology.
You know what? You know, it just came to my mind.
What's that?
The Jetsons.
The Jetsons?
We said that.
Are you serious?
The Jetsons. Anyway, God bless you all.
Yes, we're heading off.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470 AM and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour is brought to you by Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll free at 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.